Oh, glory.
What a time to be alive, huh? Thank you, Master. Would you grab your swords this morning, please, and sharpen them? Thank you, Lord. Turn to the book of Acts in chapter 19. Acts 19. God, I can't take these glasses. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, boy. Is everybody there? Anybody there? Everybody's there. Good. And verse 11, please. Acts 19, verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. All right, once I get out of Galatians, I'll be good. Hallelujah. Let's speak it, please. Acts 19, verse 11. Now God worked on unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick. And the diseases left them, and evil spirits went out of them. Those are called point of contacts, aprons and napkins and so forth. You can use anything. Anointing oil is considered a point of contact once you pray over it. So you pray the anointing. So I pray the anointing on the anointing oil when I make it. And I'm asking the Lord to utilize this at a point of contact so anyone it touches brings deliverance, healing, and salvation. Amen? Because it's a point of contact. So Paul did it right here. That means we can do it too. Don't give up. Verse 13. Then somebody, itinerant Jewish exorcist, took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by what? The Jesus whom Paul preaches. Man, I mean, that's pretty bad, you know, thinking that you can use somebody else's name without knowing that name or being connected to that name. Remember, these guys were against Paul. Hallelujah. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. They got their butt kicked. Now think about this. Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who do you think you are? Trying to remove me from this temple that I have proclaimed as my home without the authority of Jesus the Christ. I believe profoundly that this is going to happen globally. That the demons are going to they recognize you already. See, they challenge you to see if you are a wimp or not. They challenge you to see if you will battle or you will bow. They challenge you. So they attack us in every way whatsoever, whether it's sickness, disease, or fear, anxiety, stress, no matter what it is, doubt, whatever. They want to know if you're going to cower. Because if you give up the fight against them, they win. But I believe that there's an anointing coming so strong that you ain't got to fight it. You just speak it. You're going to be so in a place in the spirit of so discerning. that you're going to see beyond the veil. And you're going to know. After my visitation with the Lord, I couldn't function for almost 2 months, but I would see things. I saw demons on people. I mean, there was so much, no matter what I was thinking, and I could pray anything in at that time. Now I got to fight like crazy. Because the anointing is not as strong, but God is restoring that anointing again. And he's restoring it to every part of his body. Like I said, Jesus is coming to come through his body first. That's how people are going to know that Jesus is on the earth. Through who? Me and you. The demons are going to go, man, I know you. I know you. But to the ones that try to use Jesus' name, they're going to get their butt kicked. And lose their clothes. Demons know the light of Christ. These examples will increase and spread. Now, in Luke chapter 11, 24. Luke 11:24. So you see people running out naked of homes. It's don't worry about it. It's just that they met someone that is filled with Jesus. Luke 11:24. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest. Finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. In other words, my temple. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now, that's constantly happening. Amen? These are called unclean spirits or demons because they're disembodied spirits. They used to have a body, and they don't anymore. So now they're looking for one to operate in this reality. Now, again, these are what you call, what we're seeing is a manifestation more and more of Antichrist forerunners. These are Antichrist forerunners also. We're going to see a lot more manifestations. Why? Because they're what? Antichrist forerunners. In 1 John chapter 4, in verse 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Oh, glory. Let's speak it. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of what? Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We're to what? Test the spirits. Test them. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. These are Antichrist forerunners. We are seeing it happening globally. Little children, is everybody with me? It is the last hour, and as you've heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be what? Made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you've heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who what? Try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him, abiding in the anointing. Well, Antichrist spirits, remember, they will recognize you. They will pretend that they don't. They will still challenge you to see where you are. But they see the light of Christ in you. They just want to know whether you're a warrior or a pew warmer. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 10, verse 10. Oh, hallelujah. Daniel 10:10. Antichrist forerunners. Whoa, yeah. Obviously saw that Iran decided to break the covenant again. Amen? They tried to, again, stop ships from coming through and started charging them again after United States stepped back and let them take control of it for a little bit. Then the United States stepped back in again. So this just happened yesterday. So now U.S. has stepped in again and taken control. There is not going to be peace there. It can't be. I don't know why they keep fooling around, but anyways. They need to get in there and invade that place and liberate the people. Put a new regime in there. Rescue those people from being tormented and executed. Hallelujah. Anyways, Daniel 10:10. Is everybody there? Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of what? Persia. Where is Persia? Iran. Withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And suddenly one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, My Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows are overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. How can this servant of my Lord talk with me, my Lord? As for me, no strength remained in me now, nor any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Lord, my Lord, speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said to me, Do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. Now, again, Persia is Iran. This is the strong man. This is the one. This is the location. This is one of Satan's main centers. This is the place. And the prince of Persia is the leading principality against humanity, against Israel, against anything of God that's righteous. He is an end time antichrist forerunner. These are all coming up now. Many princes and powers of darkness and wickedness in the heavenly places that have been hidden are going to now begin to come forward. And they're going to be exposed in multiple ways. Why? Because you'll know them by their what? Fruits. This is happening globally. These are antichrist forerunners. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, you know, we know that there's many antichrists. And every antichrist is a forerunner, amen, of the antichrist. But they don't do some, most of them don't even know it. They're just not believers. They're not followers. Well, if you're not a follower of Jesus, then you're antichrist of Jesus. Ephesians 2:1, let's speak it. And you who made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Is that an antichrist spirit? Yes. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and by grace you've been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of his grace in his kingdom toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them and express them. Amen. Hallelujah. We have power over the prince of power of air now. He no longer has power over us, but he's another major antichrist forerunner. He has been preparing for the antichrist to reveal himself. Ephesians 6:10. Oh, yeah. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickeries of wiles and the misleadings of the devils. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. That's why we must use the prayer booklet. Why? Because the prayer booklet has specific prayers to attack principalities and powers of darkness. Amen? They are spiritual warfare prayers. Until it's in your spirit, then you don't need the booklet no more. Then you know what to pray. Amen? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Are we in the evil day? I'm telling you, it's getting more and more evil. And more people are being taken captive. But more and more people are being filled with the Spirit of God and free. But you're going to find that as more and more people are being freed, more and more powers of darkness come. Why? Because they're always combating. They're always coming against us. And no matter what, that battle will continue all the way until we go home. Amen? So we can't give up. Why? Because we got to constantly dismantle and battle these forerunners, the Antichrist forerunners. What? For their Messiah, which is really not a Messiah. He's Satan. One day they'll know. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Hallelujah. Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for what? Sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not, what? Be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light, and the world's going to know it. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen. We must be imitators of Christ. Amen. He didn't take no garbage. The apostles didn't take no garbage either. A Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12:7. Glory. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil, Satan, who deceives the whole world. He deceives and he's still doing it. He was cast to the earth. Where is he? He's not on the moon. He's on the earth. And his angels were cast with him, which are principalities. Again, they are rising up for Satan to come and imitate God. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength of the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, though, and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a what? Short time. There'll be a period of time when they will step out of the unseen, and they will step into the seen. You want to see people freak out? They're going to freak out. All of a sudden, they'll start coming. They'll start taking possession of souls. But they can't touch me and you. Because he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. Can't touch the anointing. There's going to be a physical moment where they are going to manifest in the physical realm. Somehow, some way. Some through people, where they're going to contort and see, they're going to look weird. I mean, you can see somebody's, I don't know if you've seen any of these flicks where they'll be filming something at a talk show and the person's eyes flipping or they turn in reptilian eyes. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to be happening that are going to freak out a lot of people. And they're going to want to run to someone that wants to know, that knows the truth. They're going to know those. You'll be known in your neighborhood. You'll be known in places because you declare the truth. You walk uprightly. And you carry the presence and the light of God Almighty. Many of your families are going to be running to you. Hey, man, what's going on here? There was this shadow that stepped into my house last night. Freaked me out. Yeah, what you got in your house that's drawing them? See, they're going to become more and more manifest. Shadows, everything. Hallelujah. But that's why God has raised us up for such a moment as this. Romans 8, 18. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 18. Let's speak it, please. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Where? I told you the glory is going to be. People are going to see it. The demons are going to know it. They're going to know it. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. That's us. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. What's it? The bondage of corruption is under Satan's control. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Yes, new glorified bodies. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance, endurance, and a battle. Praise God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Everybody okay? It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. glory. Let's speak it. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless a what? Falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the ministry of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until then, till he is taken out of the way. Who's restraining? We are. Then the lawless one will be revealed, when the Lord will consume him with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe in the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Snap. I'm going to close at Revelation 16:12. Antichrist forerunners. Oh, happy days. Revelation 16, verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up. Is that happening now? Yes. So that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. So these Antichrist forerunners, yes. These are all events that is happening. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of what? Demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Ooh, the final battle. Remember, all of these things are falling into place. Again, I want to remind you that when a seal is broken, it doesn't mean that that's going to be completely all at one time. It's the process in the seal that's broken. And there are seals that have been broken already. We are in that process. And still we have feasts to fulfill also. The next feast is the Feast of Trumpets, which is the removal of the body of Christ. Amen? Because we've already seen all the other feasts have been fulfilled. Only Jesus can fulfill the feast. And they recycle until everyone is completely made perfect, where everything according to that feast is to be fulfilled. So we've seen the Feast of Trumpets recycle many, many times. But eventually one day it's going to happen. And the world is going to see the glory of God leave this earth. And we'll be in it. And they will have to go through great tribulation. That's a terrible thing for them. But we're not relying on the rapture. We're relying on the leading of the Spirit of God to fight through the battle and to rescue. Amen? We are called, predestined, for a time as this. We haven't been rescued to do nothing. But it starts with prayer. Prayer and warfare. We must warfare. Amen? That's what makes the path. So continue to fight. Don't give up. As you watch all of these Antichrist forerunners begin to manifest more and more and more. But they will be dismantled. And they will be removed from the earth. And the glory of God will be lifted with me and you in it. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal today's seed with the blood of Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bring to remembrance and full understanding of expansion of what you are saying to us today. And we promise to give you all the glory as we promise our prepare our hearts for communion in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God.